Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Best We Could Do, an illustrated memoir by T. Bui, is a graphic memoir that traces one family's journey through war, displacement, and resettlement, while also examining the quiet, complicated aftermath that follows survival. Moving between Vietnam and the United States, Bui uses comics as a documentary and emotional form. Pairing carefully observed scenes with reflective narration to explore how history enters a household and reshapes relationships. The book begins from the vantage point of motherhood, using the birth of Bui's child as a catalyst to revisit her parents' past and to ask what they endured, what they chose, and what they could not control. As the narrative revisits the Vietnam War era and the refugee experience, it also stays grounded in intimate family moments, including conflict, misunderstanding, tenderness, and regret. The result is both a personal origin story and a broader meditation on memory, inheritance, and the meaning of home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motherhood as the lens for re-examining the past. A defining thread of the memoir is how the experience of becoming a parent reframes the narrator's understanding of her own parents. Rather than treating family history as a fixed record, the book shows how new responsibilities and fears can reopen old questions. The birth of a child becomes more than a life milestone. It becomes an ethical pressure to look back honestly and to make sense of what was handed down across generations. Through this lens, the memoir considers how parenting is shaped by circumstances that children do not see, including poverty, war, and displacement. It also explores the way adult children often reinterpret harshness, distance, or strictness after learning the conditions that produce them. Instead of offering simple reconciliation, the story emphasizes the difficulty of empathy when pain has been normalized for decades. By connecting the narrator's present to her parents' earlier choices, the memoir highlights how family narratives are constantly revised, especially when someone must decide what to pass forward and what to break. This approach makes the history feel immediate because it is tied to everyday questions about safety, love, and responsibility. Secondly, Vietnamese history and the human scale of war. The memoir situates one family story within the sweeping upheavals of 20th century Vietnam, but it consistently prioritizes the human scale over military abstraction. Political shifts, social divisions, and the broader conflict appear as forces that reorder ordinary life, narrowing options and turning personal decisions into survival strategies. Instead of presenting history as distant background, the narrative shows how it is experienced through disrupted schooling, dangerous travel, changing allegiances, and the constant recalculation of risk. This focus on lived experience also complicates simplistic narratives of heroes and villains. People make compromises, cling to hope, and sometimes harm each other while trying to endure. By mapping large events onto intimate scenes, the memoir helps readers grasp how war reshapes identity and family structure long after the fighting ends. It also highlights how memory of conflict can become fragmented, contested, or strategically silent within families. The result is a perspective that encourages historical curiosity while refusing to reduce Vietnamese lives to a single storyline. The memoir invites readers to understand that war is not only about battles and treaties, but also about the long shadow cast across childhood, marriage, and the meaning of belonging. Thirdly, the refugee journey and the costs of starting over. A central topic is the refugee experience as both an escape and a profound loss. The memoir depicts flight not as a clean break, but as a sequence of uncertain transitions, where safety is purchased with separation, diminished status, and the grief of leaving a known world behind. Resettlement in the United States offers possibility, yet it also introduces new struggles that can be invisible to outsiders. Language barriers, unfamiliar social systems, racialization, and economic pressure can compress a family's emotional life into pure endurance. The memoir draws attention to the paradox of gratitude and resentment that may coexist in immigrant households: gratitude for survival and opportunity, and resentment for what was taken, for the humiliation of dependency, or for the erasure of prior identity. It also examines how children of refugees often become cultural brokers, navigating institutions for their parents while absorbing stress that is rarely named. By focusing on the daily realities of starting over, the book shows that the refugee journey does not end upon arrival. It continues in the slow work of rebuilding dignity, sustaining family ties under strain, and finding language for experiences that feel too heavy or too private to share. Fourthly, intergenerational trauma, silence, and family conflict. The memoir explores how trauma travels through generations, not only through stories told, but also through what remains unsaid. Parents who have survived war and displacement may develop coping strategies that look like emotional distance, rigidity, or a relentless focus on practicality. Children, meanwhile, may interpret those behaviors as lack of affection or as unfair control. The book examines how misunderstandings harden into family myths, and how silence can become a form of protection that also blocks intimacy. When the narrator tries to reconstruct her parents' past, she encounters gaps, contradictions, and defensive reactions that reveal how memory can be both painful and politically charged. The memoir does not treat trauma as a neat explanation that excuses everything, but as a force that shapes communication patterns and conflict. It also considers the burden placed on children who want to honor their parents' sacrifices while also acknowledging the damage caused by survival mode parenting. Through layered time frames, the narrative shows how one argument in a kitchen can echo a much older experience of fear, deprivation, or betrayal. This attention to emotional inheritance makes the memoir resonate beyond its specific setting, speaking to many families formed under pressure. Lastly, Graphic Memoir as Testimony and Emotional Architecture. As an illustrated memoir, the book uses the formal tools of comics to carry history and emotions simultaneously. Visual sequencing allows the narrative to shift between decades with clarity, showing how the past interrupts the present and how memory can feel like a series of images rather than a tidy chronology. The art can communicate atmosphere, tension, and tenderness in ways that prose alone might not, especially when depicting what is difficult to articulate. Panels can linger on gestures, domestic spaces, and facial expressions, emphasizing that political history is embedded in ordinary rooms and routines. The graphic form also supports multiple perspectives, letting the story hold both a child's viewpoint and an adult's interpretation without forcing a single definitive account. This matters for memoir, where certainty is often impossible, and where the act of telling is itself part of healing or inquiry. The medium encourages readers to slow down, notice visual symbolism, and feel the pacing of revelation. It also broadens access, making complex history approachable without simplifying its moral weight. In this way, the memoir becomes a kind of testimony, using art to preserve family memory while acknowledging its fractures. In conclusion, this book will resonate with readers interested in graphic memoirs, Vietnamese and Vietnamese-American history, refugee and immigrant narratives, and anyone drawn to intimate family stories shaped by larger political forces. It is also valuable for parents and adult children who are trying to understand how love can coexist with conflict and how survival can imprint itself on daily behavior. The memoir can benefit a reader's life by offering a compassionate framework for interpreting family dynamics, especially when communication is complicated by silence, pride, or unresolved grief. It encourages patience with ambiguity and shows how asking better questions about the past can deepen empathy in the present. Compared to many books on war or immigration that emphasize either policy or inspiration, this memoir stands out for its layered emotional honesty and for the unique strengths of the graphic form. The illustrations do not merely decorate the narrative, they structure memory, convey atmosphere, and make historical transitions legible and moving. The result is a work that feels both personal and broadly educational, giving readers a nuanced sense of what displacement costs and what it takes to build a home afterward. It is worth buying for its craft, its insight, and its lasting emotional impact. If you would like to support ThighBuy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.